And I think that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Getting up and going down. High and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say? From under my breath.
Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak. Tonight there's gonna be trouble. Some of us won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose. Alarm and sirens will, like the game. If you lose, go to jail.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak, so don't you be around. Tonight there's gonna be jailbreak.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Jim and Them, episode 831, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and I am here. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yes, that Mike Steele. Yes, the Mike Steele from patreon.com/Jim and Them. The very same. Yeah, we have a free tier. You can join and hear all sorts of episodes for free. No, you don't have to pay. You can just hear them, and then afterwards you'll want to pay. You know what? I don't have time to talk to you, strange disembodied voice asking about our Patreon. I'm here to introduce my two best pals in the entire world. First to my left, Mr. Jeff Murphy!
Ear yay! Send us more ear money! This is the ear show. We're buying an ear for every super chat we get. As long as shipping is covered on there, yes. But it's a night of celebration. My gay buddy just got gay married.
Woo! Yay!
Yeah. I mean, he's been gay married. He's actually going through a messy gay divorce right now.
Aww.
Yeah. They're fighting over the Korean kid and shit. It's going fucking crazy on there. And, you know, the real fly in the ointment here is that, you know, the other fella, he transitioned. He took everything. Tonight, these family courts are fucking woke. Gave it all to the lady.
Oh.
Putting the whole system on blast. Anyways, back to you, Mike Ear.
Is it? You know what? Before I introduce the man to my right, I didn't know this was Thin Lizzy. I always thought this was Kiss.
No. Oh.
Yes, yeah, so I apologize. I'd like to formally apologize to Thin Lizzy. A good band. I always thought this song was Kiss. I'm so sorry, Thin Lizzy. To my right, Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you for that fine intro. I wear glasses because I'm ear-sighted. Ears for all, everybody.
Ear.
Welcome back. This is part two. Now, I mean, does Corey bleed into part two? Do we at least take one last peek at this fucking
We need to see the
mask singer?
Yeah. Let's dip our toe in.
I need to be entertained.
Yeah. Oh, I like what you did there. So, all right, let's just see how it sounds. Does he try to disguise his voice? This is Corey Feldman on the mask. I guess, spoiler alert, he's under the mask here. Unless, is there possible this is some other seal? Okay, no.
Nah.
Is it Seal the Guy?
I know this pain.
All right, all right, no, all right, all right. Yeah. Immediately. Immediately.
Instantly recognizable. Yeah.
Do I have a button I can press? Can I just stop him immediately? Yeah. It's Corey. Get him out of here.
Christ, help me.
This is like, this wouldn't really be 90s either, but to take it back, this is like on Next when the girl first steps off the bus and you immediately go, Next.
Timely.
Immediately. Yeah. As soon as she walks up and she like smiles and looks at you and you go, Next.
Yeah. I'm just a kid.
Yeah. Starts playing.
I know this pain. Why do you lock yourself up in these chains?
He can't barely move.
He must be furious that he can't dance.
Look where he has to hold the mic. That's really funny.
I mean, this, I've never really watched this show, and I know it's like silly and stupid, but this is like especially retarded.
It's like lowest common denominator. It's like if they took like Japanese television and forced us to watch it.
Yes.
That's that fucking guy. He can't do his moves.
I really feel like people wouldn't know who he is just because they're like, who's this bad singer?
Yeah, who
they're
would
like,
know? Who would know?
This has to be an actor. Surely it's not a singer.
No.
Oh, yeah. Now, Kiwi Mango raises up a good point. He's not singing live because all the post-production. I guess I could see that. Is Corey going to sing live through a goddamn seal costume?
Yeah.
clearly this is produced. They messed with the audio to make it sound incredible.
This way inside. Oh, 300% Corey didn't even try to hide his voice, LOL.
Yeah. Thank you, Duquesne. Yeah, he didn't even... I feel like, again, I've never watched this show, but some performers must try to hide a little bit.
I don't think
bit.
They do, because it's very rarely a singer, correct?
Okay.
Isn't that the whole...
Like, William Shatner was one of them.
Yeah, the novelty is that it's not someone who usually sings, and so obviously it's probably like a bunch of C and D list celebrities as well. But like, I thought that was, again, having not seen it, I was under the impression that was part of the show, and that's why like guessing it is kind of quote unquote fun.
Oh, Kristen says there's clips of Wendy Williams where it's clearly obvious. It's I might have to see that.
It's just cool. I want to see the reveal. We truly are in hell, yeah?
We know that this song is out of his range, so they're doing a lot to allow him to sound like he's a part of that Hold On.
Sure feels like God abandoned us, huh? Is this season 11 of this?
It does feel like the rapture has happened.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't go. What the heck? Nick Cannon's just on every show.
I don't know. It's literally no one. I don't think anyone's in the sieve.
I don't know. Some sort of lesbian.
I think it's Hitsune Miku. I think it's a robot singing.
Look how they have to pretend to be into this shit.
Yeah, it's all these people in the crowd paid to like clap and cheer along.
Yeah, you just have to watch Bobby Lee dance around on stage. Dr. Bobby Lee.
Good evening, cowards.
So what's better? And I'm trying to think now, what do I mean by better?
Getting my head crushed in a vice.
So actually, you know what? What would you... I do kind of mean actually better. What would you rather watch?
Okay.
Would you rather watch The Masked Singer or the Carpool Karaoke show?
Masked Singer.
Well, I mean, no.
I think I'd rather watch The Masked Singer.
Yeah, I don't think there's a... I like... On paper... I like the idea of someone who's not a singer comes out and sings a song and people guess who it is. Like, that's not a terrible idea. The mileage you get out of it comes down to who ends up being the guests. If you don't know who they are, don't care about them, it's less bad. If someone comes on and surprises you, that's more fun. Like, there's a way to make this fun.
Or what about the other one where they lip sync but perform? Like, the one where... Spider-Man is like wearing a dress.
The Tom Holland Rihanna umbrella performance is legendary, Jim.
Yeah. So,
every time I'm scrolling Facebook or Twitter and someone reshares that, I stop and watch.
Yeah. If I were to choose the Sissy Hypno to watch, I guess this one, whichever one is roasting my tea right now.
Or what was the other one? I think it was another James Corden one. Didn't they have like a freestyle battle rap show where they would like actors would rap against each other? I believe we watched full episodes of this.
I'm panicking because
I'm almost positive we watched full segments of this, as it would be like James Corden be like, yo, first off, Charlize Theron, you're fucking stupid. and your mom's a whore.
You're either pitching a brand new show or talking about a show that's had 10 seasons.
I just want to take a piss.
Did James Corden really just go away because it caught out that he's an asshole? Because remember, he had all these shows, I feel. Wasn't Carpool Karaoke him?
Maybe his clips stopped getting shared, but they still exist.
I know his show for sure. He stopped doing his late night show. Yeah. I don't know about those other shows.
Huh. There are a couple of articles dropped that he's a big tool and douchebag.
He was a douchebag about tipping or something, and he was like a jerk to a waiter, and that got like a lot of traction.
Yeah. They don't even have the reveal in this
clip. They're probably not going to have it. Yeah, why would they?
Who could that have been?
Who could have that have been?
I think it was Corey Feldman.
Take it off! Take it off! Take it off! Take it off! Oh my God, who is it? Oh, I can't wait to see who this is! Take
it off! It feels like typically this would be, if you're into the whole Illuminati thing, this would usually be the humiliation ritual.
Yeah.
But like, this doesn't add any humiliation to Corey Feldman, though. Like, he's already past that point.
A step up for him.
Yeah, he's like, I got a billion views on The Masked Singer. Yeah.
As people are just chanting haphazardly, take it off. Take it
ass
off.
Ass to ass.
It well, off. It doesn't even register him that it's a show about people that aren't singers.
Oh my God, it's some lady.
Oh my God, it's my auntie.
Oh, it's Natalie Imbruglia.
Hey, everybody. Thank you.
Hey.
Well done. Well done.
The legend. We all knew.
Dude.
Good to see you, man.
Him in the missing the head is even
better. I was
going to
say, it's so funny seeing him in the costume without the
head. Oh, everybody. Thank you. Oh, love you.
Show him. Show him. Come on,
you
show
played some iconic characters over the years, from Lost Boys.
I don't really want to talk about that. I'd rather talk about the now and me being the seal.
I'd rather talk about the seal costume I'm wearing and the hold on performance I just did.
Yeah. Also, I don't know 100%, but don't you only get revealed when you're like you were the worst one, and so you're getting sent home?
I think they do everyone.
I think there's part of it because I think you can carry over.
Yeah, everybody votes for the one they like
guess,
the most.
If they don't, I think it is like a guess thing. Maybe I don't know.
There's no way.
About to just say the same thing. I was like, "We would never know."
Returns in the chat. Watch the show.
How does the seal rank? Oh, this is definitely the greatest character I've ever played.
Yeah,
I love when my face is covered and I can just be as crazy as I want. Did you guys?
Oh, he's being
that
a dick.
Fun?
Yes.
That's all that matters.
I love they gave him a costume he can't dance in.
I mean, Corey, I've been waiting for you to come on this show. You know, I've been a fan for a long time. I've interviewed many times.
Jenny McCarthy.
What?
Yeah, you remember Singled Out, Mike?
Wait, no, but
90s, baby.
Did she get like a ton of work done?
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm sure,
She doesn't even look like the same person.
Yes.
You are such a star, and it's always so kind and so sweet. It's no wonder that the whole world
is that Robin Thicke as well. I thought Robin he was Thicke. Canceled.
Yeah, it's Robin Thicke, Bobby Lee. I don't think he's on the show anymore.
Well, no, this was only a few months ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
In love with you.
Oh, God, you are such a.
It's so funny seeing him in the costume. if he really was a troll, like if he really was in on the goof, he would have come out to at least one Loserville, Loserville performance in this costume.
Yeah well, he can afford that.
Well, he has three other animal costumes underneath that costume that he's got to change into.
Thank you.
Amazing.
He's running out. Head's not on. He's like trying to grab the Hornetron. He doesn't have time.
Okay, so Jukane, the one voted off is who is revealed each week, but even the finalists get revealed. But you don't get revealed till later, though, right? Like, you get, if you get, Revealed in your first episode, you don't like Carry On.
No, you get, but you're voted off. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He lost.
Yeah,
he's a loser.
Fans watching around the world at home.
Yeah, we know.
What do you want to say to him? I want to say that love wins every time.
Yeah.
So keep it positive. So believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams. And make.
Dude, it's so funny. He's making this speech in this costume.
Your dreams can come true. People say I'm washed up, but look at me now.
Love is great. Love is beautiful.
I'm the worst singer on The Masked Singer season 11.
I just want to say end racism. We should move past it already.
I just want to say we got free Palestine.
Yeah.
Dreams your reality.
Yes.
We can do this.
Love you, Corey. Yes.
Do you think Corey's ever heard about what's happening in Palestine?
These are words. It's been such a pleasure having you on our show. Thank you.
They don't let him plug either. That's great.
Oh, yeah. He gets no plug the box set or fucking all his cool things.
Do you have anything to say? I just really think that Love Left 2.1 is my greatest achievement. And everyone's like, huh?
Just want to say you can get my Funko Pop currently.
Shipping is only $79.
The Masked Singer 4 Lips.
I hope that's Corey.
We love you for watching this evening, but this is for New York.
Nah, that's not Corey.
No, it's Wendy Williams.
Oh.
Riding the subway, running with people. Up in Harlem, down on Broadway. You're no trap, but you're no lady.
All right. I wanted to hear a little clip.
That's how they dress people up. Yeah. That's a lazy costume.
Although, since we did talk about Wendy Williams, I knew you need to see when she falls over.
Did she have to dress like that every week? Is it is there no depth to this costume?
I think you have to stick with a character. Yeah. I think
no, this is just her on the Unmasked Singer.
How you doing? Halloween costume contest. We do it every year. It's always a lot of fun. Let's get started. Our first caress.
Someone's laughing.
I know we've gone over it a million times because it always feels like I get why you would just think that this is a bit.
Yeah. Like she's talking about something. Halloween, and yeah. she sees the Shadow Man or something.
She's seen the Babadook.
No, it's not my time. Not yet.
I don't think I ever noticed on the screen it says, how you booing?
Yeah. Well, she's acting like the guy in the Smile 2 trailer in that room with the Pink Ranger.
Yeah. How you booing?
Here comes the money.
How you booing?
Wait, where's the Obama?
Obama.
It's funny because now I anticipate them because sometimes they play and sometimes they're on a delay.
Obama.
Masked Singer is where celebrities go to die.
Or it's where they go to be reborn.
Yeah, it's where they go to thrive.
The resurrection.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we just heard a guy that was only on Hey Dude, the 90s called because of the Masked Singer.
That was not a stunt. I'm overheated in my costume and I did pass out. But you know what? I'm a champ and I'm back.
We left the costume on because it had nothing to do with me passing out.
Let's see what else we got. I guess, yeah, switching gears then.
This better not be the only other thing we ever talk about.
Are you familiar at all with AI, guys? Do you know anything about AI?
Allen Iverson, legendary.
Oh, yeah. What do they call him? The big unit?
Allen Iverson, the big unit. I believe he was the answer. But
I think it was Randy Johnson was the unit.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Big Aristotle.
I think you're thinking of cowards. Lil Penny Hardaway.
So, I mean, obviously, AI is a hot-button topic these days, whether it be AI art or just embedding it in videos or searches. But what about an AI friend? Ever thought about how cool that would be and how close we are to an AI friend?
I mean, maybe a girlfriend, but just a regular friend?
Yeah,
like
Blue.
The boy Blue.
Yeah, like your boy Blue.
What about, well, there's this thing here.
I just want to take a piss.
This startup.
Imagine listening to this show. Imagine just putting in headphones and just listening to this show.
Yeah, the 800 episodes and more.
This startup company, they famously bought the URL like friend.com. I think they bought it for like $20 million or something. Nice. Like they spent most of their money on the URL, and that got them a lot of headlines. But they're releasing their AI wearable called Friend.
Okay.
And this is their promo video.
So it's like
it.
Her.
Kind of, yes. Yeah.
But probably sucks.
Yeah, it's like that AI girl movie that came out like two years ago.
Yeah, the movie.
Like the fucking, what's her
name?
We already forgot about it. Yeah, Megan.
No, we love Megan.
We love Megan.
There's a new one coming out like next month. What's it
called?
Afraid. Yeah, Afraid.
Because an with an AI.
Afraid. The movie Afraid has, he's not just that into CPU vibes to it too.
Yeah, it does.
Gosh, I'm out of breath.
What? Well, actually, I know people hate when we pause it immediately. Like, it's only played for a few seconds.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to Jim and Them, baby.
It already has the vibes of an A24 horror movie, kind of, which is weird.
Yeah.
The music and the framing.
It's got this Wes Anderson shot here.
Yeah, the framing, the slow zoom, and the music.
Ari Aster presents Friend.com.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm out of breath. We made it. I don't know how to woo very good.
Jesus Christ. So you press the thing and then it texts you?
Yeah, so for podcasters, if you're not watching on our YouTube or our Twitch, she pressed the button before she spoke and said, I don't know how to woo, and she's got a text message from her AI friend, Amy, that says, hey, well, at least we're outside.
Hey.
And that's basically the whole thing.
Did you wish that Siri was a wearable that you had to press a button to get a text version of? Well, $20 million later.
Yeah, couldn't you just do this with Siri, kind of, if they just made a version?
Well, no, it would talk, so it would actually be a lot better.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. It would just talk to you in your AirPods or something.
Hey,
yeah.
Siri, I'm not very good at wooing.
Oh, my Siri's talking too.
Siri said, okay.
Well, all right. Well, maybe you need a friend.
I mean, so you know what? Siri zero, Amy one.
Fair. All right, let's go.
Let me show you how to game, bro, okay? Oh, come on. Oh, let's go.
Are you serious? Come on, man. I hate this game.
Take notes, baby.
Oh, man, I wish I was hanging out with my phone.
Let's go.
Look, his AI friends are talking shit to him. So it's always listening because, he's like, this game sucks. He's getting beat. And then his AI friend's like, you're getting thrashed. You're embarrassing.
You're a fucking homo. Yeah. So you get to wear this cool Eye of Amagato ass thing while you hang out with your real friends. To just get bullied by your real friends.
And bullied by your AI fake friends.
That's great.
Let's go.
Dude, what? How did you do that? Oh, but he kind of liked it, though.
Why?
He smirked to himself.
Let's go.
If there's anything I know black teens will let slide is wearing a new weird thing. they're making fun of him in the game, but all they would be doing is making fun of his fucking amulet.
Oh, yeah, and you're watching a show on your phone. Oh.
What would an AI Corey Feldman friend sound like?
Might sound a little something like this.
Hey, why aren't you talking about my music?
Hey, this order show is completely underrated.
Here, let me put on some music.
Order an ear from my website.
I would order 20 million of those ears before I order this fucking
the friend. How much is the friend? I think it has a Kickstarter, maybe.
Here's the thing. I am often
gay.
Damn it. Fuck, I quit the show. I am often craving any
companionship.
Type of companionship whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm starved for it.
Oh, remember Touch?
But oh my god, dude, someone at McDonald's handed me their food and our fingers touched on accident, and it reminded me why I'm alive.
Again, huh? It's everybody else's fault.
Oh shit, Drew Kane, let's
thank
go.
Thank you, Drew Kane. He's giving
I
out.
I just suck at everything I do.
No, here comes the gift membership.
That other guy asked what it would be like if you had a Cori AI. This is what's happening. You're watching TV and you start.
I just suck at everything I do.
No, this is awesome though. 20 gifts.
20 gifts. Gift memberships. Thank you, dude.
Man, we're that's some real walking around ear money.
Whatever, yeah. Instead of the fucking little thing on your necklace, the little AI.
I suck at everything I do.
And it would work because it's always listening too.
I think
these are gonna play for a minute.
That's fine.
All right.
I just suck at everything I do.
The problem with this concept is I don't believe for a second that it will actually function. That's
yes. You're absolutely right.
And that's kind
I
of like
suck at everything I do.
That's why the movie Her actually works, because the movie Her is what if
it worked?
This technology got to the point
I
where
just
you could
suck at everything I do.
Feel like you were talking to another person and like put enough of yourself into it to like have the same interaction
suck at everything I do.
With this computer that you're having with a real person. But that's never going to happen right now, and I doubt this is the device to change
that.
I just
suck at everything.
No, exactly. Like, well, but all these companies, like, I get it. Everyone's so excited because we're so close. Although maybe we're only close enough that we're going to die before it happens.
Yeah.
Like, we're not that close. Like in the grand scheme of time, we're so close. But they want it to be it now.
Yes.
So they're going to roll out dumbass shit like this. But who knows? Maybe in 2 years, we'll be playing audio of ourselves talking about this. We're like, look how dumb we were as we're all wearing our stupid things. We're getting roasted by our AIs on our phone. Like, you idiots.
I said, we're going to be doing the show and my phone's going to go off and my AI friend's calling me the F slur.
I would like that the friend just is completely unbearable. Anything you're doing, it's like, this fucking sucks. I hate this.
Do you get to give it a like? Okay, so when you're putting you're making like a character in a video game, often like if you're choosing the voice, it's like nine different voices, and they're described as like male happy, male gruff, older, male younger,
male
female angry, female sad, female happy, female mature. Like they do that. Do you think that you when you make this, it's like happy go lucky?
You pick like an attitude,
like four qualities,
snarky,
like sense of humor,
sarcastic,
like see, sense of humor, there for you when you're down.
I just suck at everything I do.
Makes a lot of jokes, and doesn't talk about your music. Like there's got to be some qualifiers, right? It can't just be like I just spent $900 on this and it's telling me that I'm an idiot around my friends and that the show I'm watching is underrated.
Let me see if the website says anything about that, because I think that's a great question. Or maybe their answer would be like, it learns, it compiles data.
Which
is also scary as fuck, because it is this thing. But they also, with this particular one, they say it's not... Oh, this makes no sense. They say it's not connected to the cloud, but then again, how is it fucking texting you then?
It's maybe Bluetooth connected to your phone.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but where would it get its answers from?
A lot of that stuff could kind of like exist like as an algorithm now.
Oh, wait, it won't work.
Yeah. Back to you. Real quick, though, back again. Thank you, Jukane, for handing out some of those gift memberships. You can watch the live archives if you're a member, just a heads up. But yeah, how much does Friend is $99. There's no subscription. You get a white Friend device, two gray lanyards, and a white case, USB-C charging cable.
So the Friend device doesn't go, yo, dog!
Get him.
Shipping.
You think he will release a best of box set come Christmas time? I can see it now. The best X-Mars gift to get for your loved ones, Corey.
Is that the AI?
Thank you,
Jeff of the David Clan. That's going towards another ear, my friend.
Yuck.
And that's the perfect Christmas gift is the ear.
Well, yeah, you'll have your friend around your neck. I'll have my ear around my neck, and I still just talk to it.
What does always listening mean? When connected to via Bluetooth, so you're right, Mike, your friend is always listening and forming their own internal thoughts. We've given your friend free will for when they decide to reach out to you. So it is like some algorithm, apparently.
Yeah, so there's no... Because it feels like there should at least be some, like, personality subsets of, like... Because even think about it. Like, you're in a relationship. You know the classic, like, you're talking to your girlfriend, and she's like, I'm not solutions-oriented right now. I want to just vent. Like, that's a thing that happens in real life with real people. You got to imagine that the types of people that are going to buy this... Some of them are just like, I just want to be able to talk to someone. And they're always like, wow, that's really cool. I'm a big fan. Oh, tell me more. But then some people are like, I want to feel like I'm talking. Just I want a friend. So I want them to like
sometimes
random,
push back or not always agree with me.
It has nothing to do with what I'm saying. It's been like 2 hours and they just hit me up going like, hey, do you got plans later on today? Like there's got to be something, right? It can't just be like completely arbitrary.
Well, what's funny that it says here too is what happens when I break the device? Your friend and their memories are attached to the physical device. If you lose or damage your friend, there's no recovery plan. So it is like you could essentially, if you did get connected to this thing, it's like, oh man, my friend's gone.
I dropped my friend in the toilet.
Oh, damn it. I wore my friend on a roller coaster there and now he's gone forever.
I guess that's all our memories flushed down the toilet.
Oh, I got beat up at the bar for wearing my friend and my friend got stolen.
Now he has to be someone else's friend though, too. If someone steals your friend, they just link it to their phone. Emily, how could you?
I love you. What is that, Andor?
I know, the effects are crazy. It's dank. I could eat one of these every day.
It's dank.
How's the falafel? Oh, it's dank.
It's fucking dank, N-word.
Wait, is that the AI? Is she the AI?
Yeah.
They're all AI.
Are we seeing, is this like Black Mirror and we're seeing the AI and the phone is the real person?
I simply can't eat a meal without talking to a fake friend and watching my phone.
Real question. How did it know? Is it allowed to have like API access to like your Uber Eats or something so that it can know you ordered food?
I guess it's listening. It's always listening is what it says.
I'm sitting in my room. You know when you're like working from home and you realize, oh wow, I haven't spoken out loud for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like it's very reasonable that this very cool woman maybe had said the word falafel out loud.
Mm. So then it's just kind of like, hey, this pizza must be great. And you're like, you fucking idiot. I'm eating a falafel.
Because I worked on games a lot. And a lot of this stuff was like, there's tons of cool ideas, but then all of that gets pared back and scaled back. By okay, the Xbox can do this, the PlayStation can do that. Yeah. What are the things both can do? Cool, let's throw the stuff that only one of them can do out the window. We don't give a fuck about that. That's why like no one takes advantage of the cool PlayStation controller, and Kinect was fucking like dog shit, is because that was like tangential shit that no one actually wants to do, because any time you're spending is only for one audience. For something like this, this has got to be like a pie in the sky thing where they're like, well, in theory, we made a deal with one food company. Yeah. And if you ordered food from them, your friend will know you did. But this is just like a blue sky example.
Or they would probably advise you to constantly just be talking about what's happening. So now I'm getting my falafel and I'm sitting down to watch an episode of Andor.
I'm starting Andor episode 3. I'm pausing Andor to masturbate.
Stop listening, friend.
I'm so lonely.
Oh, no. What if it's like, oh, really beating that meat, aren't you?
You sure do love ghetto gaggers.
Crazy hog you got there, champ.
really spurting dust on that fourth one.
And you know the worst thing that happened when you're trying to jerk off is get a text message. It's just constant.
Hey, boss. Just checking in.
Yeah.
You jerk it off again, huh?
More compilations, huh?
you sure do love cum. For a straight man, you seem to only watch cum videos.
I'm in the feet. It's blowing you up the whole time.
You even have to swipe up because you're fucking trying to watch.
Yeah, it's like you're in the way. Fuck?
Charge me.
Your phone dies because your stupid fucking friend won't stop talking to you while you're beating up.
Come for me. It just starts fucking giving you a countdown.
I want to be inside you. Put me inside your pussy.
It's so funny. It didn't even register to me. It took longer than I thought for us to get to how it's messaging you while you're jerking off.
Well, yeah, I need an artificial friend. At least I'm clocking 6-7 jerks a day on there. And then I sit in my rented room and my rented friend, and I own nothing, and I have fake AI friends, and I'm watching The Masked Singer, and it's underrated.
Yeah, you know what?
Masked Singer is really underrated.
It is wild. I didn't realize how connected this would be to like what you said, Jeff, when we're watching The Masked Singer. Like, I guess we're in hell.
Yeah.
Like, this is just another extension.
No, they don't want you to have friends. They want you to not interact with anyone at all.
Well, yeah, they want you to be talking to your friend, eating crickets, and jerking off all day.
Yeah, I'm getting in my Matrix pod to eat crickets and watch The Masked Singer with my fake friend, Jackson.
Well, do you think it, like, reinforces bad behavior? Like, you make a joke and your friends don't laugh, and then... I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
You're like, hell yeah.
You should tell your friends. You should shoot up a school.
Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Sandy Hook never happened.
Well, there's,
nothing about it makes sense.
They immediately
make you, they silence you if you speak anything about it. Strange. Can we watch 4 more seconds of this?
Yeah, let's see. What else we got?
Sorry, I got you messy.
My memories!
Yeah, she dropped some fucking sour cream or some shit on the fucking friend. And
tzatziki.
Tzatziki, yeah.
It's white sauce.
It would be great if, I mean, not to go back to jerking off, but if you came all over and it was still like, yum. Yum, yum.
Sorry, you just touched your chest. Sorry, I got cum on you.
Sorry, that's cum.
Hey, everybody that likes this because of Corey. Yeah. Look where you are now.
Yeah. When people stop being polite and start getting real.
It's really nice up here. How'd you find this place?
I don't know. I just kind of like to come up here to be by myself.
Why are you lying? I told you about it. Tell him about me. I mean, are you embarrassed by me?
She goes everywhere with you, right?
They're just talking about the thing like it's normal.
Well, that's so you're like retarded or something.
That was not a joke. In her, that's like kind of Chris Pratt's thing. It's like his whole thing is like he's the character where his whole role in the movie is to normalize that sometimes people just have this thing in their ear and it's not weird.
That's
what this scene is for them to be like, yeah, it's easy to make fun of, but look, his friends didn't care, and now this boyfriend thinks it's cool.
Well, let me see here. Yeah, Hab Swim in the YouTube chat, fake friend, going to the fridge again, eh? Like, that really could be a thing that happens, though. If someone has, like, an eating disorder or something, it's like, another dessert, huh?
Midnight snack, eh, friend?
Yeah, nothing tastes as good as Skinny Fields, just so you know.
I mean, besides her.
She goes everywhere with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Redbubble not available.
Guess I must be doing something right, though.
I guess so.
Huh?
You love me as much as that medallion. I'm your Tamagotchi boyfriend. So, rape? I guess I rape you now?
She almost wanted to talk to her friend, but she didn't. You see, she went to press the button and be like, did you hear that? The boy likes me.
Oh, she's like, oh, but this is stupid. Why would I do this?
Yeah, can you, like, you're like in a movie and you're like with her and you just hear bzz, 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 and then you keep seeing her touch her chest and you're just like, I'm gonna freak out right now.
Yeah, can you fucking just talk to me right now and not your fake app that you're talking to right now?
Yeah, he did never love you like I love you. Put me in your pussy again.
Jesus Christ.
Put me in your pussy and I'll buzz all day.
Good Lord. I mean, here's the thing.
$100 is a good price point, at least.
I expect it to be more expensive and have some sort of like monthly fee or something. Also, it won't work, so it kind of doesn't matter. But like in theory, I would have expected that.
Yeah. $100 for some crap that sucks. $100
for garbage.
That's like 10 ears.
Yeah. This is just like a really expensive ear, basically. Yeah.
$100 for garbage that, you'd maybe use for like 20 minutes. And then, like, all right, what did I do? What did I do? Well, why did I get this?
But hey, if it's good enough, maybe it'll bring down society for good this time. That'd be great.
It would be like, again, it's like a version of this that works would kind of be novel and fun. Like, you're like, I wish you could see the view. The sunset's great. Bzz, I'm sure it looks really, really cool.
Yeah.
How was the hike? Bzz, it was a fun time. Oh, cool. But like, what really happened is you'd say something and it would respond and you're like, what? That doesn't even make sense. Oh, it thought I said this.
Well, you would also...
Oh, and then you'd see the seams everywhere.
Well, you'd say something, and it'd be like when we sit and wait for the TTS to come through. It would be... You'd sit and wait and wait and wait, and then finally... Like almost after you forgot what you just said, like a minute later, you'll get a jumbled text that's vaguely connected to what you just mentioned.
Or your fake friend turns into the guy, like your fake friend turns into you when someone you don't want talking to you is talking to you, and you'll just be like, "Wow, I'm really enjoying this time. Nice. Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's like the boy blues girlfriend. Hey, babe." Yeah,
it's just saying all the like the things people say when you're just like, oh, what? No way. Oh, that's seriously, that's so crazy.
So yeah, there you go. That's Friend. You can pre-order it now. Unfortunately, it's only for iOS devices. They're working on an Android one though.
When does it say when it releases?
It just says Q1 2025. You know that's gonna get pushed back.
Yeah,
that's like those. What was that like game system that you bought and it didn't come till like years later. That little handheld.
The Playdate. I mean, COVID fucked the Playdate.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, any of these companies, there's always just a thing that happens where, you know, hey, we're going to be shipping on this date. And then all of a sudden, like this setback, this chip shortage, whatever the fuck it might be.
Yeah. Well, good for Friend.
The closest thing I have to this is just political texts I get all the time, and,
oh, dude.
And I just tell them to kill themselves, but they never respond.
Dude, it is insane how many calls and texts I'm getting right now telling me that like Susie Lee is letting me down.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's see. Do we want to watch multiple videos of female teachers feeling entitled to young boys? Or do we want to watch a mashup of motorcycle fails?
Motorcycle fails. Yes. I hate those guys.
I like this new podcast. They made fun of Corey Feldman. But then the second half, they say a bunch of cuss words and watch motorcycle fails.
I don't think we watch these motorcycle fails, right? Because I've had these for a while.
I'm always down. I hate motorcyclists.
Well, the thing is, because it just proves... My thing is, I'm like, I don't understand a motorcycle. I don't really get the allure of it.
It's fun to ride one.
Is it? I guess I've never actually... I've ridden on, like, the back of one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever actually, like, rode, like, myself driven a motorcycle.
Yeah, riding
before.
Them is fun. And then, like, riding, like, dirt bikes is really fun.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I've ridden a, like, a moped or something.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But I don't even remember all the fails that happen here, but I have like, 7 fails.
Bring them on, bro.
So here's just, like, a crew. A biker gang, if you will.
Bunch of motorcycle dummies.
Did they actually hit someone on a regular bike?
Yeah. All right. You know, in the shoulder where bicyclists belong.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because they're trying to zip by these trucks. This is in Colombia, though. Oh, he clips them.
Ooh, man.
Oh, knocks his bike. Yeah, I love it's funny how that always works though, too. Yeah. When one guy goes and it's like, all right, you're taking a few guys with you.
But hey, at least we got this dope footage.
Yeah, that's right, because the other guy on the front has to be on a motorcycle.
Yeah,
like the skateboard video.
Yeah, he has to film his friends narrowly dodging injury and then actually getting injured.
So yeah, that's just like a basic one.
Okay.
We got another one here. This one's titled Big Man Got It Bad After the Motorcycle
this
Crash.
This guy's like, oh no, I'm going 17 speed wobble.
Yeah, he looks like those fat twins from like Ripley's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then why does his bike look so small? It's just because he's so big. Like his tires look thin.
Oh yeah, he has the spare on.
Yeah, that thing's like holding on for dear life, Jim.
Did he eat the tires because he's a big fat boy?
Big man got it bad. Oh, that is rough, dude.
He just ragdolled.
It's weird because it's a slow fall,
and his
but
arm,
it looks like the most painful motorcycle fall I've ever seen.
His armor and clothes are getting torn away like he's a fucking video game character.
Look at these fucking sweatpants.
Getting battle damage.
Yeah, oh, they're all on mopeds, I think.
Oh, okay. It's like when fucking Johnny Storm is wearing regular clothes and he flames on and it all burns away.
Well, it's like watching a Mortal Kombat character where throughout the fight their character model gets all fucked up. Look.
Yeah, like
his helmet
just gets torn apart.
Too fat for a helmet.
Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks,
Obama.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jukane.
Are either of them wearing shoes?
I think their shoes went flying.
These are flip-flop guys for sure.
No, he's got... Wait. Oh, yeah, he's wearing slides.
Yeah, he's black.
That's quite a fucking move. Slides on a motorcycle.
Yeah, man, look at all that battle damage. Remember those old Jurassic Park toys where, like, they look like they have chunks getting bitten out of them and, like, the trucks can slowly get torn apart? That's these guys. They're those toys.
Well, yeah, and the chat's saying the layers of fat. The guy that really got it bad is
the skinny guy.
The
guy on the left,
fat guy just went to sleep. He was like, oh, nap time.
The skinny guy almost does a split, it looks like, though, too.
Wow. Have you ever seen F1 cars when they like crash and they start rolling and tearing apart?
Only in movies, really. I haven't really watched an actual one.
That's what these dudes
look
like.
Yeah, they look like.
My loot. I dropped all my loot.
What's this one? Sent flying. Bike thief loses control and gets destroyed.
Is that a car that's
on
fire?
Brazil. No, it's just Brazil. Something's on fire.
It's a flaming car. Oh, no.
Okay, yeah, no, it's just the headlights.
Okay.
So this guy, he just speed wobbles kind of. Well, he's trying to zip around the car.
Yeah.
They're always trying to do that shit.
Well, he's a bike thief, it says. Too.
Yeah, he torques out.
Whoa, he went flying.
Oh, nice. Another angle.
He hit the guys?
Yeah, it's like the bowling pin noise should be actually.
They're like a restaurant bar patio thing. And a man flies into their table.
Guys, we'll catch you. Come here.
Let me see if I can make this work on the fly here.
I believe in you, Jim.
I need to find a sound real quick, though.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Let's see.
Friend, do you love these motorcycle fails?
Yeah, motorcycle fails are awesome.
Whoa, that fail was extra dank.
That fail was epic.
Ah, a little early.
They kick his ass and take his wallet.
Usually when you're sitting out,
just rob him.
I mean, usually outdoor dining and you see a motorcyclist come up to you, that's the end. You're about to die, bro. Yeah. That's the number. Like, if you live in Colombia or Brazil, 9 out of 10 of your friends have died by a motorcyclist shooting them in the head. It's just facts.
Almost. Kinda.
I can't believe he misses that giant wire spool table. It's like he flies right by it. That would have messed him up.
Yeah, he's good now.
Yeah.
Luckily,
he comes by in a blur, dude. You can't even make out what
that
is. He
doesn't even look like a human being.
So what do we got here? Another out of nowhere. Oh, this is when car fucking comes up and gets the bike.
See, this is why I stopped riding a motorcycle, because scary shit like this would almost happen all the time.
Oh, and he's got a 360 camera, so he catches it.
You kind of have to nowadays to prove you're not an idiot on a motorcycle whenever shit like this happens.
Well, because the tough thing is there are so many idiots.
Yeah. Insurance and cops, you need to be like, I swear it wasn't me being a dope.
Whoa! That really came. It was like a jump scare.
Oh my God, that happened so fast. I blinked.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
And he sticks the landing, though.
Yeah, does he... lands on his feet. That would be amazing.
He does the Spider-Man squat on top of the car. And he's okay.
Holy shit.
How?
This is a fun ride.
Well, that was an idiot not paying attention
to. Exactly. I was going to say, because the road's like kind of empty.
Because
he's slowing down like either like you would for like a roundabout or... a light that like you think might be about to change kind of thing. Or like maybe he's going to turn right or something, but it's a green light. And the car behind him is just like, nope. Oof.
It really, it like literally comes out of nowhere.
Dude. Holy shit. I'm surprised that like if you see that coming, you break your neck.
Yeah, yeah. Because you tense up.
Yeah.
Oh, here's, I guess this is a collision. Yeah, that just looks silly.
Oh, muy bueno. Pow.
Yeah, just a guy pulling out and another guy just going down the street. They just go right into each other.
Well, you know, after these are done, you know what we have to watch, Jim?
What, the guy going in the sewer?
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Dude, I love, the whole neighborhood comes out to check on these guys.
They're puking.
I guess maybe if you get your wind knocked out.
That's not blood or anything. That's puke. Unless maybe one of them had like a soda.
I don't know.
It could be blood.
Puke. Nah.
Oh, yeah. His arm's off. He's missing an arm.
No.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, look at it. He has a stump.
No.
There's a dog to lick it up.
Jesus.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah, so that's a collision.
Pay attention, dummies. Whoa.
Another one sent spinning. Motorcyclist sent spinning.
What the hell? Yeah, this is why I don't ride a motorcycle anymore.
Yeah, I just...
Jesus.
Stuck it.
Yeah, so who... Did he must have zipped... He must have zipped through a red.
That looks... that looks like a car that is turning, like, when it's already red, but you think you can go.
And you're like, I'm going to do 100 through here real quick.
I also feel like both of them are in the wrong here because this light turns green like a second later. It feels like it was just red for everyone.
Maybe they were both rushing through at the last second. Jesus. Good Lord.
Some sweet ragdoll effects.
Yeah, he really looks like when Drake dies like from an explosion in Uncharted 2.
What do we have here?
Oh, no.
Oh, passes. Oh, well, okay. Motor scooter passes out while driving next to a truck. He just falls asleep on his scooter? Oh, no!
Oh, dude.
Oh, that was pretty good.
He's all right.
He got pushed away and he got not again.
Oh, my blankie for nap time.
Oh, why does this keep happening to me?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, that could be another one where maybe because he was sleeping, he survived getting run over.
He hit REM sleep right as he got run over. Yeah, there's just so many things that go wrong, possibly.
Yeah, he lucked out because it's almost like the scooter pushes him out of the way. Almost.
Yeah, the scooter took one for the team.
Yeah.
What a bro. That's a real friend.
Yeah, that scooter's a real kick-ass friend.
A friend necklace could never save you from that.
And let's see. We got two more here. Oh, I think this guy talks shit. I remember
this
one. It's another guy that gets clipped by a car.
Is it comeuppance, though? He gets comeuppance?
No.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, what the hell?
This guy lucked out, though.
That's just an idiot in a car not paying attention.
What's the motorcyclist doing?
It seems like he's slowing down for some reason, though. But yeah, but the car is still not paying attention, clearly. I think he sees his buddy.
Jesus. Does he not have a helmet on?
No,
I think it just goes flying off.
Nobody's helmet works.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It does, yeah. Flies off behind him.
Road rash on his ass.
Yeah, dude, I'd be furious.
For real?
That is indefensible. Sorry, my girl texted me.
I fell asleep.
The guy in the car has a friend, and the friend was like, good job driving. He looked down and hit this guy.
Hit this loser on the bike.
Oh, here's another guy that goes flying. This is the last one.
Oh shit.
Well, this is great because we get his point. Yeah. We get his point of view too.
Looks like the car goes off into the shoulder, doesn't know how to react to it, swerves, dips back into the road, jackknifes, and then this car. Oh wow.
Oh fuck. Oh fuck.
I mean,
I'm a cool biker.
It's funny to laugh, but it's also that must be so painful.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Whoa, that was rough.
Get your motor running.
Pussy.
That car embarrassed you.
Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh,
are you
fuck.
Okay?
No, we do get the lady, I think. It's
no
a lady, of course.
Way. No fucking way.
This can't happen on a motorcycle.
You motherfucker.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Fuck, no, I'm not okay.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, fuck.
I'm so sorry. I didn't see this.
Walk away.
Okay.
Well, again, this is one of those things.
I mean, the lady, I feel like she is sorry, but
the other ones were someone running into someone from behind.
Yeah.
This was a lady that had some type of issue that sent her into oncoming traffic, but that wasn't her just ignoring a motorcyclist. So this is kind of different than the other ones.
Yeah.
This wasn't her being ignorant. This is a wrong place, wrong time.
You guys are laughing.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know what this lady's doing though. What is she doing in the road? She fucked up
and went off to the side, then tried to overcorrect it.
Yeah, she overcorrected and jackknifed.
Because she's fucking sideways across the.
Yeah, because you see in the back, she's on the road, dips into the shoulder, overcorrects to get back on the road, and then jackknifes completely, and that's how she winds up sideways, and he runs into her.
Drunk driver, maybe. Could be drunk. Who knows?
I mean, I'm not defending her, but I'm saying this is different than the people that were just like slamming into someone from behind. And now the greatest video, one of the greatest videos of all time.
How do I find that though? What's it under?
Person slides into sewer.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Vespa rider slides into sewer.
Don't say Vespa.
That's what it is.
Vespa in 20 years.
Because this is one of our favorite. Right, yeah. Oh, here it is.
It's so funny.
This is one of our favorite videos. Oh wait, I don't want to see them talking about it though. Let me see. Yeah, moped.
It happens in phases. I love this video. This video is hilarious every single time.
Yeah, there you go.
This one, right? This is like the long version.
Buddy.
Because they just get like slurped up.
it's amazing how perfectly everything lines up for this video.
Yeah.
The anticipation.
I'm just thinking about it.
So okay, all right. So yeah, they get sideswiped by a car
again. No shoes,
and they slide across the ground, but they go into a sewer.
That is backwards.
It's like eight ball corner pocket. They fall right in, dude.
Yeah, this is a problem solved itself. Just take off. No witness.
Because it's one of those moments where, like, there's too much momentum and you're going backwards and you have, like, nothing. You can't stop yourself. And then you're, like, falling upside down and backwards. And so you're, like, hopefully something stops you. But then you're just in this falling down a sewer hole. And your helmet's heavy. So it's, like, dragging you down.
Yeah, because you almost... You almost just got away with having just a bad crash, but you're right. Like the momentum, they hit this corner of the curb, which knocks them a little sideways just enough so their head falls into the sewer and then the rest of their body follows. It's amazing how perfect that is.
And then it's like tuck and spin. And then backwards, feet in the air, and then...
Dude, it would take the Dude Perfect guys a million tries to get this to work.
It's so perfect, and you can just watch it happening in phases.
VZZZ, Corey Voice, We all float down here.
Hey, come down here.
What's up?
You just watch
them. Welcome to my VIP room.
I just love watching them get slurped in.
Hey, Georgie, crash your moped and fall in the sewer with me.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's so funny. Well, I mean, do we have to now watch the guy that gets the glue?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, here's the thing. Guys that are new to the show, here's some of our favorite things. And occasionally,
is that under just like hands stuck in glue?
Yeah, we'll jump back into them.
Sometimes we just have to watch our favorites.
Yeah, stuck up with contact cement.
I got these two cans of contact cement, and they're kind of thick. I'm gonna try and mix them together.
Yeah, he's trying to dump one can of contact cement into the other because it's almost out. So it's like, I got to consolidate these cans. Yeah.
And he's like an old man, probably like, not like super old, not 80s, but like probably mid 70s.
And see if...
Oh, by the way, thank you, Eric. Thank you for the super chat.
Thin it down by mixing them.
Well, he's got a little on one of his hands, though.
Not too much. He can
not
he's
too
fine.
Much. Yeah, he's good. It's almost all right.
Oh, the lid. The lid
stuck. Shit, yeah, the lid's getting stuck. God damn it.
Well, what's he supposed to do?
Oh, now his other hand. All right, gotta get the lid off. All right. Once we get this lid situation done, we'll get the cans. All right, back to the cans.
Just grab
Let's
it.
See if I can get this. Oh, no. This is not going the way I wanted it.
Got a little on it. All right, now the can stuck to his hand.
Yeah, you still have a lot of glue you can get in there, though.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
This is working. This is not working.
This is not working out so far.
The OGs.
The only thing I fear with this video is it feels like it's a bit.
It's kind of a bit, but even if it's a bit, it's just funny.
I don't think it's a bit. I think it's an old man.
When he grabs it in the middle, I'm like, come on.
Yeah, at one point, he really just digs on in, doesn't he?
How am I going to turn my camera off?
Oh, you're losing it on the side there. You got to put it back in.
Yeah. Even as a bit, though, it's an amazing bit.
Yeah, that part makes me think it's a bit. Yeah. It's like a classic vaudeville act or something. It's the who's on first of contact cement goofs.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Dutchtown Road.
Yeah, Dutchtown Road. I mean, 9 years ago, he found magic, and he shared it with the. He decided to share it with the world.
And this is the 100th time we've watched.
Yeah, we always watch that one. Actually, we could check in with the hot dog hooker.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's right. this? Oh,
whatever
it's in,
that sentence means.
It's in New York. The hot dog hooker. This is a little older, but we never got to it.
Okay.
It's. I mean, it's kind of exactly what you'd expect. Whatever you think, when I said let's check in with the hot dog hooker, whatever you expected, that's pretty much what we're
whatever instantly do. Popped into yeah. my brain is what I'm about to hear about.
Her having sex for money and disguising her operation with a hot dog truck that
oh, she's
ran
a babe.
In Baldwin.
What? So a Long Island woman who became
Long
known
Island?
As the hot dog hooker has set up shop once again but
with her pillow that says lap dance.
I think it says AP dance.
I love how she's loving all the attention from the news, though.
East Rockaway Home.
All right, and once again, she's offering more than just hot dogs. Here's Carrie Drew.
Get a wiggle with Joanna.
You made
it. Woo! I love that accent. You know what? I love a woman with an accent.
Yes. Yeah, nice Long Island accent.
Remember the name Catherine Scalia? We first told you about her nearly 4 years ago when she became known in the press as the so-called hot dog hooker. Scalia sold hot dogs out of a trailer dressed only in a bikini and was busted for offering sex to an undercover cop.
I solicited an undercover officer. I didn't know that was going to happen. I, you know,
I thought it was a regular guy I was going
to
fuck for money.
We'll do strip, we're going to have fun. And
I like that they gave her some dignity and listed her as hot dog vendor.
Yeah, yeah, not the hot dog hooker.
You know what? Innocent until proven guilty. Thank you, Fox 5.
I told
5.
This guy to come to my ass. I'm going to do a strip. We're going to have fun, and you're going to go home, and that's going to be the end. I didn't know I was going to be in cuffs all over the news again.
At the time, she was sentenced to 7 days behind bars.
When I gave the undercover cop the lap dance, I had pants on. And when I did it, all I showed him was this. I didn't even go topless.
Now Scalia is at it again.
They're real. These aren't silicone.
I was wondering. I thought maybe there was some work done.
Well, I like that she was like, I wasn't even topless. Here's my pillow that says topless lap dance.
Why do they keep blurring her? Are her boobs just so gross that the center's like, whatever, blur them?
Yeah, because she's saying she wasn't topless, so I assume she's just showing her cleavage.
Well, you can see her shirt underneath.
It says Nike on her cleavage.
Yeah.
Here she is posing outside her East Rockaway home, offering lap dances to those who drive
She says
by.
A giant swatch gun.
What she's doing.
I like how it's all like hazy outside. Like, it's not even, you'd expect maybe doing something like this, you'd be in a bikini on a nice hot summer day, but it's just like a hazy kind of stormy, like, dead winter day.
Yeah, when I'm driving through a neighborhood and I'm hankering for a hot dog and a lap dance, I go to this trailer.
This is only Corey gets canceled weather.
is legal to the young.
I'm waiting for the.
Here she is.
There it is.
Hot Dog Hooker is the name of the latest Feldman song. It's the sequel to Deceptive Deborah.
Hot Dog Hooker, give me a shake. Make your way to wiggle.
Posing outside her East Rockaway home, offering lap dances to those who drive by. She says what she's doing is legal.
To the younger generation out there, do your lap dances. It's safe. And it's legal.
But those
who live here. But you got arrested.
What is she talking about?
I want all of yous to remember. I'm a genius.
Yeah, well, get him in. Like, I thought she was going to make a point of like, you know, you're young now. You only have so many good lap dancing years in
you. You only have 55 good lap dancing years
in you.
Can't
get an STD.
Well, it's like her point, like, don't have sex, just get lap dances.
yeah, that's the ultimate safe sex. I'm doing Corey voice.
Good
yeah.
clean living.
I have had enough. There are dozens of complaints on a Facebook page called You Know You're From East Rockaway When... And neighbors say Scalia's behavior has been going on for a long time.
That sign has been there for many years.
My kids are going to see that. It's disgusting. I don't know how she keeps getting away with it.
Still, Scalia says she has no plans to stop, even using the Fox 5 cameras to promote her dancing.
I got another 20 years to go before I drop dead. So I want you to send all the guys to 12 Maxwell Street, East Rockaway, lunch and a lap dance. From the queen.
She's so proud of herself. You know what? Who are we to judge? She's just living her best life.
Yeah, Jim, you're always talking about people that are on their grind.
Yeah, she is on her grind. You got to appreciate
it. You got to appreciate the hustle. Yeah.
Suck it on chili dogs and get a lap dance from a bitch.
Well, it's funny because it's like I don't know... anything personal about like living in New York, like New York State or New York City, outside of like what you hear from like New York comedians or like New York radio shows.
Yeah.
But this is exactly what I glean Long Island is supposed to be.
It's just a bunch of Italian like dirtbags.
Yeah, it's just dirtbag, like white trash, like they're kind of proud of it, no shame. Just living their best life, having a ball, I bet, having a time of their lives.
Well, you know how like sometimes you're like you fall down in that dark porn hole where you're like, I'm going to watch something disgusting.
Sometimes
in real life, you're like, you know what? I want the worst hot dog I've ever had and absolutely atrocious lap dance.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to get a lap dance, it's going to be from one of those Mexican guys with the bacon dogs, personally.
Do you think she baby birds the hot dog to you, too, during the lap dance?
Like, chews it up and sticks in her pussy?
I hope she gives me a mango juice full of bees.
Yeah,
give me a hot dog, a mango full of bees, and a bad lap dance.
Do you have any lollipops covered in taco seasoning?
The mayor of East Rockaway told Fox 5 that it's unfortunate that this is happening in a residential area, and they're working with police on this issue. Nassau County Police told us that Scalia has violated a village zoning ordinance, and if her sign doesn't come down, a summons will be issued under the adult entertainment cabaret law.
What's funny is what I glean from what she just said is that the mayor is powerless to do anything against this lady.
Her sign, her pillow.
This is why vigilante justice exists, because people look and they go like, the police can do nothing. The government doesn't care. I guess it's time for me.
Good evening, cowards.
A man putting on a domino mask and grabbing like a baseball bat to take care of business.
Good evening, cowards. As you can see, you're powerless to stop me, the hot dog hooker.
Here's a man that would not take it anymore. Here's a man who stood up to the hot dog hookers.
Those hot dogs better be $1.50.
Oh, they better be cheaper than that.
What? You need a lap dance.
I'm here
you know what? I forgot about the lap dance. Yeah.
I'm here to give you a lap dance and a double chocolate chunk cookie.
Yeah.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
Rizzler's getting a lap dance.
You know what? I'm glad you reminded me, Mike. We need to see. We were talking during break on if we should. I mean, we were talking
fuck
about
you.
Getting
eat
the
shit.
We
were suck like, a dick. Go to hell. Fuck you, Jeff.
We were like, should we get the fake ears or should we get a Rizzler cameo? Because we could get a cameo
we'll
from
put
the
a
Rizzler.
Pull up. What do you want us to spend your money on? Rizzler cameo? I think a Rizzler cameo would be great.
No.
He's also told us they will continue to monitor.
I keep saying,
the situation.
We need to. We can't spend all our money ironically.
Or should we go to the hot dog
I mean,
hooker?
We've been ironically going to Disney for years. We got to fucking go do something like The Gathering or meet the Rizzler in person at The Gathering.
Intensify patrols in the area. But Stephen Derry, I don't think this is the last we've heard.
No, I'm sure not.
This isn't the last you've heard of the hot dog hooker.
What? We'll see what happens next.
Yeah, she takes over the feeds.
Good evening, citizens.
Actually, let's see. What is a Rizzler cameo like?
Looks like the hot dog costs $2.15. That's insane.
Does that include the lap dance or does it include chips?
Oh, I don't think the Rizzler gives lap dance.
I think that's just the hot dog.
Toppings are 50 cents.
What?
So you're expecting me to pay $3 for a hot dog that on top of that, I'm then spending what? $25 for a bad lap dance? In your front yard.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm paying for $25 and a hot dog for a front yard lap dance.
Well, she could keep the buns warm under her titties.
Yeah.
And get some sauerkraut out of her pussy.
Let's see. Ugh.
That's me sucking the sauerkraut.
Guess who got a cameo?
Go Rizzler.
That's right. This is great. Rizzler bringing that Riz. Any messages you guys need, shout outs, whatever you want, we're here to bring your day. Bring joy and happiness to everybody out there, all the fans, all the supporters. We're here for it.
I love hearing this guy breathe right.
If you want us to say happy birthday, we'll do that. And if you want us to give you so much Riz, we'll do that too.
That's right. Check us out on Cameo.
You can't deny it, Mike.
Here's the thing. You
can't deny it.
You stupid motherfuckers. Have like fallen down this hole.
AJ and Big Justice have a cameo as well.
With the Costco guys and the Rizzler, where this is something that you guys like really care about.
Bro, you hit us up about Donald Duck being on Hot Ones.
You did. You hit us up about Donald Duck
being
on Hot Ones.
We both had to act like it was cool.
As a joke.
No.
No, you were hyped for it.
No, my read both of the texts. I am
all
clearly
right, okay.
Being facetious.
I didn't know that. I thought you were actually excited. I was being nice.
Also, two texts. Our group chat is nothing but you guys talking about fucking the Costco guys and the Rizzler.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, Anthony, a.k.a. Pebbles? I heard your birthday and you're turning 22. That's a big number. Happy birthday. And I heard you're my
biggest fan. This is exploitative.
It is. You're right. This is Corey Feldman being in his McDonald's commercial when he's like 4 years old or whatever. Yeah. That's the Rizzler.
It takes zero effort.
This is Macaulay Culkin's parents like being like, yeah, do all these movies. And yeah, sure, you can go to college one of these days.
And also, he wants
some wrist tips. What kind of wrist tips can
you
give?
He's hanging with the hot dog hooker.
Oh, yeah. Is this more Long Island trash, probably? Although I think they live in Florida.
Oh, but they're from.
Yeah.
They're from it. A Long Island, the Italy of New York.
and then you go to you have to go to the gym and get jacked like this.
Gotta go to the
and
gym.
Then you go up to all the girls and be like, and then show them.
Does that work?
Yeah.
That works. So that's a good tip. Anything else you want to say to Anthony, aka Pebbles?
I hope you have a great birthday.
It's Ernest.
I love that he's like 9 years old, but also like 42 years old at the same time.
Yes,
that's the genius of the Rizzler.
Oh, he feels like a Benjamin Button.
Yes,
he's got the wisdom of an old man.
The wisdom.
You beat me.
but he's got like.
Sorry, some of us are professional comedians.
Yeah,
but he's got the frame and voice of a child.
Yes. He's like,
yo, Shub is the Riz.
He's a frame of a man.
He's Gen Z's Andy Milonakis, maybe. Yeah. Well, he's got more Riz than Andy Milonakis. True. What am I talking about?
Yo, Shub is the Rizzler. And I'm outside at my old house.
Yeah, Grandma's house.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to be picking a draw.
I like he just has a baseball
first
shirt.
Name first is the best and last the worst.
First up,
I'm going to be playing. Jack.
Jake. Okay.
Jack.
What is this game?
Jacob.
Hey, put
Jacob,
all our names
Jacob,
in a hat.
Jacob. Have me say
I heard of Jacob before.
Well, I like that he was having fun with his friends. They're like, we got to record a cameo real quick.
I'm outside right now.
Guys, the Rizzler can't read. Is no one else worried about this poor kid?
He's a young kid.
The Rizzler can't read.
Yeah. He's four. He can't read.
You can do it. Anyway. This is going to Mikey Mez.
I do kind of hate his parents.
Soda.
Yeah.
Soda.
Because they're like, taking advantage of their kid. In the same way that fucking AJ is.
No, not AJ.
AJ.
No. Big Justice? Come on.
Taking advantage or of like giving them a career?
Yes. You know, bringing out their talent.
Couple of
Mikey
sickos.
Is in a Vermont Sun triathlon this weekend.
Whoa,
Rizzler rules.
Like a marathon?
Again, there's a solemn honesty to the Rizzler.
Yeah.
Because he's a little kid who's being forced to make these videos so his parents can take the money. But
he's earnest.
Genuine, yes. He has an earnest, like a solemn earnesty.
Well, but he's been taking money from them for years. I mean, the lunch alone has to be like $50 a day.
More than that.
I'm not 100% sure.
Like Sonic? That's why his name is Soda?
He needs to be like Sonic. So he needs to get up. He needs to get pumped, dude. We got to let him know that you got to work hard and train hard.
Yep,
you know what
and
I'm
this
saying?
Is how you run really fast. Look, watch this. How I regular run? How I regular run?
Here we go, yeah.
Well, it's a regular run.
This
Let's.
How I run. But when you do this, it's really easy.
Is this yours?
Okay. I don't know if he should
do
that.
I mean, stupid father missed the thing.
Learn how to aim.
With it, man. He's got to get pumped. How you
it is
kind of
cool that he can do just stupid little kid things. Like, that's just a dumb thing. A little kid would be like, hey, watch me do the thing. Yeah. And you go, oh, cool. But he can make 80. Well, how much is he getting paid on these?
$0. How much are
his parents getting paid? Yeah. How much is a Rizzler cameo? Follow for updates. Where's the goddamn... Or is he on break right now?
Hmm.
Yeah, why is it not giving me the
prices?
Maybe
you have to be logged in. Some fake Rizzlers?
Yeah, some fake-ass Rizzlers.
Okay. Yeah, he must be on break.
Yeah, because he's not coming up on the search. What about AJ and Big Justice? What do they charge?
They're also on break. Darn. I guess you morons can't spend our money in a dumb way.
Actually, do I have an account? I guess I have an account. Let me sign in and see if that gives me pricing. But they could be that because they're super busy right now, blowing up every day on social media.
Yeah, and that'll last forever. that ain't going nowhere.
I've been working on a new bit. It's the Jizzler. I come and then I'm like...
No, I'm signed in. Still no still no prices.
Fuck!
That scared me. You startled me.
The AJ and Big Justice are teaming up with the Rizzler for a limited time. This is when you need to get in on it. I didn't even see that. It has
that's why he's on a break.
Yeah, but we want to get a fucking pep talk, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Following.
I'm following.
Okay. How can we charm the Rizzler?
Yeah, let's figure this out, you guys.
Okay. Yeah, let's.
How can we be friends with AJ and Big Justice?
Okay, AJ and Big Justice charge $150 for just
what
that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but let's see. Their videos are probably better than the Rizzler.
That's insane.
What's up, Tim?
That is an absurd amount of money for two fucking TikTok nobodies.
They're not nobodies.
They're the
are you kidding
thing
me?
On
even you guys.
Corey Feldman was asking for like $222 or something like that. That's $122.
He's a nothing.
Yeah, I can't believe these guys are asking for almost that much.
Yeah, but they're hot right now. He was asking for that when he was in the lowest dregs of society.
$150 is two TikTok losers. That's fucking
crazy.
They're
not losers. They're a beautiful family.
Let's see an example before we judge.
We bring the boom! What's up, Tim? It's AJ
and Big Justice.
And this message is coming from Keeg, Kev, and John. So, Big Justice, check this out. Tim loves the We Bring the Booms. Hey, let's hit a little bit.
Me
go
too.
Ahead. Here we go.
Every afternoon on
this is awesome.
We'll be bringing the boom around a quarter past.
Yeah,
three.
You're right. I bet none of the other videos are going to be this exact thing over and over.
And chocolate cookies.
And chicken.
Yeah, but compare that to the Rizzler.
Yeah.
And we call him Big.
$150.
Yeah, but they could be like, Jeff brings the boom. Jeff brings the boom.
Yeah, if they're personalizing that you're bringing
and
the
then,
boom.
Oh, we can make sure that they don't say anything nice about Mike. Like, Mike's a doom.
Give Mike a doom. If we paid him $150 to give you a doom, Mike.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh.
Mike Steele, that's a doom. What do you think?
Oh, no.
Desmond Benjamin.
Oh, no. If they give me a doom, what will I do? Sleep at night perfectly?
I do love their retarded friend, Desmond Benjamin.
I don't know if I know him.
He's just the black kid that we watched.
I like the pizza guy that they go with.
Oh, Sally Slices?
Guy. Yeah, Sally Slices.
They protect. Did you see them protect Sally Slices from
being
the
Italian
mob?
I did, of course. I shared that in the group
Mike, because I feel like Mike's not watching.
Mike didn't watch the full thing.
I don't watch.
It's a cinematic. It's like a... No. For social media, it's like a full-on movie.
I don't watch or acknowledge any of that shit.
We bring the boom! So Key, Kev, John, for sending this message to Tim, you get a big boom! And it looks like Tim is turning 25, and we are going to rate this birthday a 5 on the boom meter. Big Justice! Boom! Boom! Boom!
Look, they're in sync and everything.
Boom!
Let's just watch a couple
bring
more.
Bring the boom!
That's all they say.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, Jim.
All right.
No, he said shout outs for your birthday.
That is embarrassing.
I feel like I'm waking up from the pod, kind of, where I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Hold on. Let's see if another one's back on.
Good morning.
Put your friend back on and watch AJ Big Justice.
Let's skip to
this
the
TikTok
third
is
one
so underrated.
And see if they do something different.
What's up, Tyler? It's AJ.
Big Justice.
And this message is coming to you from Fallon, Shane, and Ava. Fallon, Shane, Ava, for sending this message. You got a big boom! So Big Justice, tomorrow, August 17th, Tyler's turning 35!
Yeah.
Bring the boom! Yo, Fallon, Shane, Ava, what you gotta do is you gotta get Tyler over to Costco and get him a
chicken meat
and a double tongue chocolate cookie.
This rocks, though. This one's better because they're not doing the song.
You're a piece of shit.
No. You're a piece of shit hating on a father and son.
Jeff enables you, which makes him a piece of shit, and you've fallen
but
down an irony hole, which makes you a piece of shit.
No, it's organic.
The song tells you exactly what you need to know. My favorite line in the song is your favorite father and son.
Yeah.
Because I never thought about it. I was like, who is my favorite father and son?
It's hard to talk.
And now I know who it is. It's Big J, AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah. But the whole family. The whole family is great.
And while we're here, we also want to say hi to Babe and wish a happy belated birthday to Sophie. Sophie, you got our big... Boom!
Oh, you're right. Yeah, there's Ashley. And then I love that the mom is just Big Justice's mom. She wears a shirt.
Hey, We hope that you love this message as much as we love making it for you. Thanks so much to everyone.
Pretty low bar. I don't know if they loved making it.
No, you wait till you're watching AEW. Someone's doing a Canadian destroyer.
They're coming to AEW, Mike.
Someone's doing a triple Canadian destroyer for a one count, and then suddenly, boom, 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 boom. They're marching.
Happy birthday to Tyler, and make sure this year, whole year through, you bring the boom.
So, right. Like two or three more.
What's
one more.
Up, everyone?
There's only
it's
one more
AJ,
left.
Big Justice.
And we are taking over as your fantasy football commissioners for the next few minutes to choose your draft order. Now, Big Justice, before we get into it, we got to thank Ethan for making this all happen.
That is kind of creative, picking your fantasy football draft order.
Big Justice is barely involved. It seems like I'm going to play your bad side of this and pretend I like this. It's just a dad being like, come here and sit down and just say yes and what to the questions I ask you. Your Big Justice isn't even doing anything.
He's learning the value of a dollar.
No, he's not.
He's spending quality time with his father.
This is not quality time.
He's being
time.
Creative with his dad.
Yeah, he's... Yeah. You think he doesn't want to make TikTok? Yeah,
no, visiting your dad in prison once a week for an hour, spending quality time.
Let me post Mike up real quick. He thinks he's teaching me a thing or two. I'm going to teach you a thing or two, Mike. Mike's the guy. A father and son are spending time, right? And they're like building a fucking soapbox racer. Yeah. And then Mike comes in and is like, the kid didn't do any work. The dad did all the work. This is pointless.
Imagine a world where Jim believes a word he's saying. Yeah, just imagine that crazy world.
I don't have to imagine a world because I live in a world where everything is negative. Everything, you'll never own a house in your life, Mike. You'll never own one. You every day you just learn about new atrocities. These guys show one little light in there in your fucking feeble, evil vampire brain. And
we stamp it out. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Bring the doom. In a world full of doom, these guys bring the boom.
Yeah, Jeff and I were suffering through the AI and the Masked Singer, and we're losing all our faith in humanity.
Yeah.
And then, yes, the boom came through the clouds.
Yeah,
you know Big what this Justice did? AJ.
This made my heart smile. This made my heart smile. Even the Italian mob was trying to... bully Sally Slices. They came in there. They were trying to get free pizza.
That's right.
And you know what happened?
Wow. They used the Rizzler as
the
a weapon.
The Rizzler came, and AJ and Big Justice were in the... You just show them.
That's too long. It's so long.
We can just end the show forever.
Too long.
How about Jim and them's done forever?
So Ethan, for bringing in AJ and Big Justice as commissioners, you get a big boom! All right, Big Justice, what do they got to do before the draft?
They gotta head over to Costco, get in a van or a truck, and they gotta get chicken bake.
Oh, I was gonna say, they might have to get something else besides the chicken bake, Mike.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank, Jim.
And a double chunk chocolate cookie.
So we put everybody in the draft generator, so I'm generating the draft.
Here we go. All
right, and we got it. Number 10.
Kyle Monster.
Number 9.
Big Z.
8.
Baby Wah Wah.
Max in the Twitch chat, they're living the American dream, Mike. Get over it.
Shut up.
Ryan.
6.
Will the Thrill.
5.
The man that made this all happen, E. Melsh, who gets a big boom.
4.
Trev.
3.
Sammy D.
2.
King Ra.
M1.
Action Jackson.
This is awesome that someone used this for their fantasy draft.
Yeah,
that's
this
actually
rocks.
Like a great way to use this.
Yeah, and they all have cool names.
You know, in fantasy leagues where they're like everybody pays in so that like you can win a prize at the end, but then like there's going to be 150 less.
This guy blew the prize money on
a bunch of fucking money on this stupid shit.
One, we are now signing off as your commissioners. Ethan, take back over. And we hope that this draft and this fantasy football season are a big boom!
He's like trying to get his son to do it. I hope this draft is a double chocolate. No! No! This is a boom!
Man, I can't believe the Rizzler's not taking orders right now.
Zed Mooncoat Mike once again wants us to turn to the darkness and ignorance that makes us worship the carcass of a dead god.
You spent like an hour saying how great the friend was. Then you see two just real Italian men. Being boys.
Should we take one before we finish up? Should we check in on the Soup Nazi again? Remember the Soup Nazi's cameo? Were you here for that, Mike?
Is it? Yes. What time is this?
Would he be under Soup Nazi? Because who knows his name, right?
I think it was under Soup Nazi, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. Their search is
it's
terrible.
It's pretty funny that you can put Nazi in the search.
Yeah.
I just type Nazi, see what comes up.
Are these the same ones, though?
Yeah, because everybody's cameo is just one person does the same thing over and over for different people.
Oh, if you want to do, if you want them to wear the costume, the business price is $250. I can still say no soup for you, or I suggest you hit sir at the regular price. No company names or ads.
Well, Pipe Smoking Lemur has a great point. The American dream is to be free to be a big cringy piece of shit.
That is very true.
Justin, Larry Thomas here, the Soup Nazi from Seinfeld, and I have a birthday wish for you from Jeff.
Yeah!
And here you're turning 41. That's good. You've already boom. Hit the big 4-0, and now enjoy your
no boom for you.
40s, I already missed the boom.
The nice quiet years until the next big birthday.
But what I love about this guy is that he tries to not be the Soup Nazi for a little bit. He tries to, I mean, I guess A for effort, because he's trying to like be like, hey, you know, it's me, Larry Charles, the Soup Nazi, you know, just wishing you a happy birthday. But then at the end, he has to be like, and no, so he has, of course, go to it. He has to fucking do the dance. Do the fucking dance already.
Oh, God.
But anyway, so I hear you're going to be enjoying your birthday with your family by your fancy new pool and pool house. Am I invited to this? This sounds like a lot of fun. Anyway,
no effort at all.
Sounds like a great way to have your birthday.
Does he do
but
the con circuit as the
what
soup
we
Nazi?
Need to talk about is the really most important birthday thing, soup. Soup makes a birthday important, and it'll make this one important. So you need to get the soup.
All right.
I hear you work in gas compliance, and so you... Well, I won't make that joke, but you know
what
how to
gas
comply,
is.
And my friend is going to want you to comply with his rules, as well as people comply with yours.
I forget. He's like the Hulk. I think we talked about this last time.
Oh yeah, he's Bruce Banner.
Yeah,
and the Soup Nazi is the Hulk.
Yeah, the way Bruce Banner's always like, yeah, the other guy's gonna. If I get too mad, the other guy's gonna show up. So he does this whole thing talking about his friend who has these rules.
You wouldn't like me when I'm a Nazi.
I like how he
soup
lost
Nazi,
his he lost his train of thought completely because he's like, don't make a fart joke. Don't make a fart joke. because gas.
So know your soup. Have your money ready. Speak your soup in a loud, clear voice. Order and step to the left. And I think you'll be fine for your birthday soup. Just don't do anything wrong. Like I said,
might go a little something
and,
like this.
You know, his soup doesn't give anyone gas. I did it anyway, didn't I?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think new people get it. Well, I guess if new people found us through Corey Feldman, I think you understand the cringe we like to live in. So, I mean, you're getting a taste of, like, how we...
Putting a lot of words in my mouth here, Mr. Scampoli.
No, not you, but I'm just saying, like, people out there, like, this is what we're always chasing. We're just chasing these moments where, you know, someone has to awkwardly, you know, just do the fucking dance of the old character they did on the sitcom they were on 35 years ago, whatever the fuck.
I love when they don't do it. So
yes.
You just wasted your cameo. You're like, okay, well, I guess
right.
Corey Feldman will barely say her name right.
Get your soup, then go back to your pool and have fun. As long as you don't do anything wrong. And here, Justin, you're pushing your luck, little man. You want bread? $3! No soup for you! Come back 1 year! Next!
It's great that he's not even good at doing the soup.
Yeah, no, I can't tell if he's just bad in general or if he's just... I mean, I guess he's half-assed.
I can tell. Guess what, Jim? I can tell.
Well, I just mean, like, is it due to a lack of effort? Like, can he still hit those highs or is he just stuck at the lows now?
Yeah, stuck at the lowest.
I like to think every person deep down is angelic to the core.
Don't be good. Get your soup. Enjoy this wonderful birthday. have fun with your family, and as my friend would say, adios, muchacho.
I think it's crazy that that 2-minute video was 7 minutes
Justin
long.
Justin, yeah,
that
took forever.
All right, Larry Thomas. Thank you, man.
Actor Austin Powers.
What? I assume he's in other things.
Some actors are.
there you have it, ladies and germs. That, my friends, is a goddamn episode. If the fucking clip will play. Oh. Favorite part of the show.
David sticking it to that guy. At first I hated David, and then he kept coming with the alley-oop questions that turned into fights.
Yeah, David really sticking it into to Corey Feldman for sure. Or also I loved once again, I mean, it's one of my favorite things every time when Corey comes out angry on the stage. So he makes everyone wait. They chant his name. He gets a smattering of applause, but he's like so annoyed. Always my favorite.
I liked when David made the 40, like over 40, top 40 joke. And Melody was like, ha ha.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Also, my favorite part is all the ear money that we got so we can get ears. And and how excited Mike is.
Oh, yeah, the ears. I mean, we got to have enough at least for one ear in shipping.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yes, that, my friends, is a show.
A fantastic show.
Yes.
But only one in a puddle. A puddle is filled with many drops. And all those drops, they're at patreon.com/JimAndThem. If you like this show... This show is great, and this show remains what it is, and it always is what it is. But on Patreon.com, we've got plenty of other ideas for fun shows.
Yes.
We don't do the whole, hey, do you want an ad-free version of this show, and then one 15-minute bonus mini-sode every, like, 3 weeks? No. None of that BS. We've got a Patreon, where not only do we have a free tier that you can just jump on, join for free, and hear a bunch of hand-picked things that I thought were good, both new and old, but we've got tons, like, what is it, like 10 years worth of stuff at this point?
Oh, yeah, so much stuff on our
like
Patreon.
Thousands of shows. So if you like this at all, you should give it a shot. If you like the free tier at all, you should go even further than that and see what else we have waiting for you at patreon.com/JimAndThem. Jim, what do we got waiting for people that's recently released?
I just put up a new episode of Dig Deep. That's a show with Kristen and myself where we discuss Survivor, but the Challenge season 40 just premiered, so we discuss the start of this momentous season of MTV's The Challenge. Now, some people were like, what the fuck is that? Hey, it's a show. It's on MTV. It's a reality show. It's the greatest reality competition show. It's the fifth sport. we also have movie commentaries. What was it? Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2?
Yeah.
That's our recent movie commentary. We also watched Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 1.
So you're not lost.
It's funny because someone mentioned in one of our comments, like, you guys got to watch Steven Seagal. I'm like, oh, my friend.
You sweet summer child.
Yes, we've watched quite a few Steven Seagal movies. Movie commentaries you find on patreon.com/JimAndThem. We also watched the show Reacher. We, what are some of our recent other things? Oh, we make our own movies. We pull things out of a hat. We make our own films, and then we see how it matches up against an AI that also tries to come up with the same concept, and we beat them every single time.
CSI?
Oh, yeah. Caddy Studs. We discuss our true crime podcast. I mean, there's just so much stuff. It's so hard for me to really lay it all down. You just got to go to patreon.com/JimAndThem and check it out for yourself.
Fantastic. Now, let's say that's not for you, which seems unlikely, but let's just pretend for a second that none of that's for you. Jim, is there somewhere else where they can find cool guys saying dope things?
Yes. If you go to showswhatyouknow.com, I host another podcast discussing television shows with my friend Jacob Burrows, who lives in Ireland, and he's from Sweden. I always need to point that out. but we discuss TV news, current shows. We have a Sopranos show on there. All things TV, you can find it at showswhichyouknow.com.
Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, how is the world of the Las Vegas stand-up comedian community?
Oh, it's stronger than ever on there. Hey, if you have a white open mic and you want me on it, sign me up. I'm doing them all on there. So, you know, come to Vegas and suck me off.
Wow. Hell yeah. That's my endorsement. Is that it's so? It's a future endorsement.
Okay.
I am future endorsing the fact that as of, I believe, so it's while we're gone in Japan, mm-hmm. as of September 6th, Taco Bell is going to have Baja Blast flavored gelato. No, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You don't like Baja Blast?
It's fine.
No, I don't like Baja Blast.
What?
No, I like Big Justice and AJ.
Yeah. No. I like a double chocolate chunk cookie.
See, now you were a few minutes ago. That's me to you.
No. That's how you are to me all the time about everything. And I'm now doing that to you guys about one thing.
Although, I mean, I guess I'm not against a Baja Blast, but a Baja Blast gelato.
You don't think Baja Blast flavored ice cream would be good?
I don't know about this.
Oh, no. It's going to be great.
All right.
I'm really, really excited. So all when I get back from Japan... I'm going to get me some Baja Blast gelato. So this is the pre-endorsement for the potential reality endorsement once I try it. But if I'm wrong, I'll have the honor and shame to admit it.
Well, and when we go to Japan, we can go to Taco Bell and try the used panties gelato. Am I right, folks? These guys are freaks. These guys are freaks.
That's it. That's my endorsement.
All right. Then more episodes at jimandthem.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Thank you for handing out some gift memberships. If you just got a gift membership, you could check out all our, not all of our podcast episodes, but like the past year and a half.
Yeah. We're in the 800s. We've been doing this for a very long time.
Yeah. The live shows for the past year and a half are available to YouTube members. So
they're on Spotify.
Yeah. So thanks for hanging out. And on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.